special good morning to all the Sunday schoolers. Good to see you this morning. You're doing a good job. And I'm trying not to be the weak link here, you know, after you all did such a good job singing and reciting verses. I don't want people to say this was a good program except for that speaker. So you've set the bar high, and the microphone too. And I'm going to come along and I'm going to try to do my part. We're going to read from the Word of God because I want to ask you a question. It's found in Matthew 26. And we're going to begin reading at verse 59. Reading in God's Word at Matthew 26 and verse 59. Matthew 26:59. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put Him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet they found none. At the last came two false witnesses, and said, "This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God, and to build it in 3 days." And the high priest arose and said unto him, "Answerest thou nothing? What is this which those witness against thee?" But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, "I adjure thee by the living God," or "I put thee under oath by the living God, that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus saith unto him, "Thou hast said. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man coming, sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, "He hath spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold now, ye have heard the blasphemy. What think ye?" And they answered and said, "He is guilty of death." Then they did spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, "Prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee?" The Lord will bless to us the reading of His holy word. Now the question I want to ask you this morning is, are you getting what you deserve? Now, I'm told, you know, I haven't been here before for this Sunday school program, but I'm told that if you've brought your Bible and you've faithfully attended and you've learned your verses, that there are these things called prizes that are in store for you. And if you've been doing what you ought, you know, those Sunday school scholars who've been a real example to others and doing what they should, they can look forward to getting what they deserve, to getting a prize. But even as we're thinking about getting what we deserve and maybe getting something for what we've done, consider the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the passage that I just read in Matthew 26, where the Lord Jesus is on trial. They've come and they've begun to accuse Him of things. And they're having trouble finding anything bad to say about the Lord Jesus. Now I tell you, it's the same thing today. People try to say lots of things bad about the Lord Jesus, but they don't succeed. Because the Lord Jesus' character stands up to examination. In other words, when you look at His life and when you read His Word, it's perfect. You can't find any fault in the Lord Jesus. You can't find anything wrong with Him. And yet they look for false witnesses, people who would make up stuff, who would tell lies about the Lord Jesus, to make it look like He had done wrong, to make it look like He was someone bad. And so, because of that, they said He blasphemes. Now, blaspheming is saying something untrue about God, or saying that you are God or something like that when you're not. But the Lord Jesus, the Bible tells us, is God. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 3:16, "Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh." Our Lord Jesus is God. So when He said these things and said, "You're going to see me coming again," the Son of Man, a title from the book of Daniel in the Old Testament, Daniel chapter 7. A title of Messiah, the Savior who would come from God. When he spoke that, they said, "You're blaspheming." No, the Lord Jesus said, "I'm not blaspheming. And you're going to see me come with the clouds of heaven in power." But not then. Then he was just on trial before them. And let me ask you, do you think by what we read in Matthew 26 that they gave the Lord Jesus what he deserved? Let's take a vote. How many here think they gave the Lord Jesus what he deserved in Matthew 26? Anybody? Anybody? Okay, nobody. Good. How many think that they gave the Lord Jesus what he didn't deserve at the trial? Ah, yes. Now you voted correctly. We have an overwhelming majority. They haven't seen elections like that since the Soviet Union fell. But anyway, no, but this happens to be correct. You're right. They gave the Lord Jesus what he didn't deserve. Now he, as the perfect Son of God, he deserved worship. He deserved men to fall down at his feet and say, "You are great, you are good, you are God." But instead of doing that, they spat in his face. Isn't that gross? I mean, that's one of the lowest things you can do to another human being. To spit in their face. They weren't content with that. They started to slap the Lord Jesus. They weren't content with that. They started to buffet him, to shove him and beat him. They weren't content with that. What he deserved was to have a crown put on his head. You know what they did? They took a crown of thorns and they put it on the Lord Jesus' head. And they beat it into his head with a rod. They took the beautiful back of the Lord Jesus, which should have been clothed in royal garments, and they put a robe on him temporarily just to make fun of him. And then they whipped his back till it looked like a plowed field, the Bible says. They should have poured on him anointing oil to recognize him as prophet, priest, and king. But instead, they pulled out the hair from his beard. The book of Isaiah tells us. They did not give the Lord Jesus what he deserved. They hung him on a cross. And they said, "There, that's what we think of the Lord Jesus." Now the amazing thing is that when the Lord Jesus was on the cross, God did something amazing. He gave the Lord Jesus what he didn't deserve. Now I can understand sinful men, evil, wicked, bad men, treating the Lord Jesus badly and not giving him what he deserves and giving him what he doesn't deserve. But why would God give the Lord Jesus what he didn't deserve? Well, it says this in the Bible, that the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. All of our sins were laid on the Lord Jesus. And the wrath of God, God's righteous anger against sin, his judgment against sin, fell on the Lord Jesus, the one who didn't deserve it, because he had never committed any sin. There was no deceit in his mouth. He never knew any sin. And there was no sin in him, says the Bible. And yet, he was judged for our sins. The Lord Jesus was treated by God like he didn't deserve to be treated, in order that we could be treated like we don't deserve to be treated. Because I want to tell you, the Bible tells us, never mind the Sunday school program this morning, the Bible tells us that we as human beings, if we got what we deserve, you know what that would be? We would be in hell for all eternity. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6:23. That if we got what we deserve, we would be separated from God in our sins and punished for them for all eternity. That is what we deserve. And yet the Lord Jesus this morning offers us what we don't deserve. A place in heaven with his Father. A righteous standing before God. Love. Holiness, joy, peace, mercy, grace. The Lord Jesus offers us all these things that we don't deserve because His Son died on the cross to give us these things as a free gift. And like every other gift, and like these prizes, when you get them this morning, I suppose if you were, well, not a very grateful or maybe a rude person, and none of you are, I suppose you could come up and say, well, I don't want that. No thanks. I won't take it. And the prize would sit there. It would be left here. If you're going to get the prize, you have to receive it, don't you? You have to reach out and take it. And if you're going to get the prize that the Lord Jesus has, you're going to have to turn from your sins and from your way of living your life, and you're going to have to come to the Lord Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, I know You died on the cross for my sins, and I want You to save me and be my Lord and give me eternal life. And the Lord Jesus says He'll do that, and He'll give you eternal life, and you will never perish. That's a good message for the Sunday school children. It's good for all of you out there, too. Because it's a true message. You can get what you deserve. If you reject the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll get what you deserve. Don't worry about it. It's coming. You will face the judgment of God. But if you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, if you come to Him and ask Him to save you a sinner, the Lord Jesus will give you what you don't deserve. Righteous, eternal life with Him forever in heaven. So it's better this morning to get what we don't deserve rather than what we deserve. And it's wonderful to think of the Lord who suffered what He didn't deserve so that we could get what we don't deserve. Blessed be the name of the Lord.